I am the only person in Gibraltar which has been ambushed. I was ambushed in the Upper Rock, right? We used to pick up the salaries of the constables. This is very interesting.
No,
we used to pick up the salaries of the constables of all the police force from the dockyard in a box, in an aluminium box. And we used to take it to Juice Gate, where the office was in Juice Gate, in the Upper Rock, right? We used to give the salaries to the people working in the office, and then from there, we used to come down to the club, which was down by the Chronicle. We used to have a club in there. We used to bring the box down and give everybody the salary at the end of the month, right? One particular month, somebody planned to ambush us with a car. So we went to, with the money, we went to the, to Juice Gate, we paid the people there at Juice Gate, and when we came out, right, I was driving the Mini. We had a little Mini. It couldn't be smaller than Mini, right, with my superintendent. I was then a chief inspector. When we arrived on one part of the rock, coming down from the rock, it was a miracle that nobody went up and nobody came down at that particular time. We were ambushed by four people with motorcycle. This motorcycle was in front of me in the Mini. It was a big, huge motorcycle. Right? The motorcycle was practically as big as the Mini. When we arrived at this particular spot, the four people came out. They had stockings. At that time, nowadays they used their baklava, but at that time they used to have stockings, so you couldn't identify the people, you know. It was difficult to recognize who wasn't.
It's also quite frightening. They look frightening.
It was frightening because it was the first time in Gibraltar, being here over 300 years, that something like this has happened. So nobody would have expected that, right? Now, the guy who was with the pistol, he was pointing the pistol at me. I had to stop the Mini because the motorcycle in the front, he came down and stopped me from moving anymore, right? So two guys came from one side and two from this side in there, right? The guy who had the pistol, he was pointing at me because I was driving the Mini, right? And then suddenly, I don't know whether it was a shot or whether it was whatever, they shattered the windscreen completely in my face. Mm. Yeah. I had cuts in my hands, my face and all that. They dragged me out from the car itself and they threw me over the wall. They threw me over the wall, right? And I came down and I hit my head with a pipe, a steel pipe, which is still there, the steel pipe is there. Yeah. I remember seeing the guy picking up the keys of the Mini and throwing it, which they might still be there. The keys might still be there, right? So they pointed the gun at me and they dragged me out from the car and they threw me over the wall. They took the case. They took the case of money and then they ran away from them. I had to run from the place where the robbery took place to Juice Gate, run all the way to give the alarm that the money was stolen from us. Because in those days, we never had radio. We never had anything to defend ourselves. We never used to have guns, right? And we never used to have the proper orders, which at the end, after they told us, they sent us the order, and they were sending the orders, that in cases like this, when somebody is threatening you with a pistol, you must not hesitate and give them the money and don't say anything. Mm. But we did the contrary. We tried to defend the money instead of giving them the money. When the Gibraltar police arrived, the first thing they say, look, this is our patch, right? And you got nothing to do with this. We will carry on the investigation. And up to today, I'm still waiting to find out who were the ones who robbed the money.
You never found out?
No.
Didn't know what nationality, were they Gibraltarians, were they Spanish? Don't know.
Negative, nothing.
When they say they threw you over the wall down the side of the rock.
That's right. And they not only threw me over the wall myself, but Then when they got out the superintendent, they threw him on top of me.
But isn't it a miracle you didn't fall all the way down?
Like it was a miracle they didn't fall down, because there was this pipe, like I tell you, and when I came down, I rest myself, by being pushed down, I rest myself on top of the pipe, and I was holding there, right? I was semi-unconscious, you know, at the time. And I only noticed when the superintendent, after, was on top of me, and I said, "Look, Mike, come on, get up, get up." And when we get up, and we try to come out from where we were, these people already fled away, and they fled away, and they ran away. And since that day, nobody has said nothing, nothing, neither in the press, neither in the Chronicle. They never talk about this history. Everything has been very quiet, really. And I was always very suspicious that it must have been an inside job, because it was done so perfectly, you know, so perfect. It was just the right thing to do a film about it. You could do a film about it, you know, and people sometimes would say, "Oh, you know, how this could happen, you know." Especially that it was the first time in Gibraltar it did happen, that, you know.
And the other people that happened to, the people you were with, your superintendent, etc., did you talk about it a lot at the time?
We talk about everybody, we check everybody, people who were out on leave, you know, people who, everything. No, we could never trace who actually, you know, thought about doing a thing like this.
So if you suggested it as an article, say, to the Chronicle or whatever, they just said no, they don't want to do it?
No, because, like I said, at the beginning, when the Gibraltar police arrived, the first thing they said, "Look, this is our Apache, so you forget about it," right? And the guy who was in charge, who was Chief Inspector Smith, he's passed away now, Chief Inspector Smith, he was in charge of the CID. He said to me, "Mike, I'll bet you 2 pints of beer that we'll get them in 2 weeks." And the words I said to him, I said, "If you get these guys, I'll buy you a barrel of beer, if you get it." I'm still waiting for it. No way. And not many people know about this. That's especially the young people in Gibraltar, they don't know about this history.
What year do you think that was, that that happened?
This year, when this happened, I think it was in the 1957. About 30, and now I'm retired now, 22 years now. They wanted me to stay another 3 years in the force, and I said, "No, I've done enough, you know, enough." And in about 57, must have been 57 that time, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for telling me, because it is really interesting.
But like I tell you, that not many people in Gibraltar know this history. Neither they know the history that my father had to sell the 200 gold to go to America.
Yeah. 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 Very interesting. Yeah.